providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Second half of KER Politics. Chatting with my friend Dan Pisani down in San Francisco. Dan is very politically astute, as you know, who have heard him on the program before. He is a voracious op-ed writer, and he's very, very opinionated, but also very well-informed. Dan, what I'm curious about is, you know, I think it's pretty evident that Joe Biden is going to run for president. I don't think there's any question whatsoever about that. And I'm also firmly convinced that we're going to have a replay of the last election, which was Biden versus Trump. I think we're going to have the same thing here. Most of my colleagues and most of our guests think that Biden would beat Trump in this next election. What do you think?
I don't think so. I think Trump could easily beat Biden. I don't know if it'd be easily. In our country, you still, you just have to question this. After going through the midterms and seeing how many people still stick to this line that the left is pushing, I'm stunned by that. I'm embarrassed by the voting in the United States. I'm just absolutely embarrassed. Even with the corrupt system we have and everything else, that so many people will vote for this. I mean, how do you explain Carrie Lake losing or Fetterman winning? How do you explain that? It's stunning to me, these candidates. And we get what we vote for.
Yeah.
So we've gotten Biden. We have to accept this. But at some point, you got to say, this guy, he's a husk of a human.
Yeah.
He doesn't really know what he's doing often. He's lucid sometimes, but he's way left.
Yeah.
He's pushing a whole lefty agenda on the whole country that much of the country doesn't like.
Yeah.
And you had a competent human in Trump who got things done. I mean, he was, you may not like his style. I'm not a big fan of his style a lot of the times, but he gets things done and very effective for the country. We had a strong economy. He got rid of a lot of regulation that was just getting in the way.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time, we are our own worst enemy in
yeah,
this country.
Yeah, we are.
And now a lot of people are not taking us seriously, and it's getting to be, the left likes to talk about their little existential threats with the climate and everything else. This is getting to be an actual existential threat when you have countries that think that we're a pushover and are attempting to push us over. And I don't know. I hope people at some point will start to look at this rationally and say, hey, you know, Trump is a better candidate than Biden. And they have another opportunity, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Do you think that's a possibility?
I do. I think it's a real possibility. You know, they had him on, the left had him on one of their networks the other night, and he held up real well, and he handled the person who was attacking him the whole time, and then all the lefties were in a bunch about it. But they realized that he speaks in common sense, and
yeah,
people like common sense, and he's not afraid. I got to tell you, Trump's a different kind of a human, no question about it, and I can see where some people, you know, probably a lot of women would find him offensive.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, it takes that personality to get things done. The country's got to come to grips with the fact that it has a lot of corruption in it. We have a very corrupt group of people that are intruding into people's lives and watching them. That's
yeah,
dangerous. You have a corrupt judiciary. You have an extremely corrupt media. And somebody's got to go in there and clean house. And I'd like Trump to go in when he's just got 4 years and ask for a bunch of people's resignations in
yeah,
the FBI, in a variety of different places, and say, hey, we're going to do things differently and we're going to start over. Because this is now affecting everyone. And someone's got to come in there and do that. And you can't have the polite little Republican who kind of works around the edges.
Yeah.
You got to have someone who can make wholesale cuts.
Yeah.
And he's the guy
disagree
to do it.
Yeah. I don't disagree, Dan. I mean, something very definitely has to be done. And, I mean, a good example of what has to be done is in the Wall Street Journal today, there was basically a very important strategically placed article on the Biden administration, and the wording underneath it was, President Biden is in Hiroshima, Japan, attending this week's summit of the Group of Seven. I gotta tell you, does anybody care?
You know, he's an embarrassment wherever he goes. And he says things that are, he loses his concentration.
Yeah.
They can tell he's not all there. It's just, it's embarrassing as long as this goes on. But he, I'm going to support him because he's our president, and I wish him the best. But he can't handle the job, and we should not be electing people like this to this job.
Yeah.
It's a critical job that has to be done properly.
I agree.
And he is not the one. I will say one other thing. Another alternative we have as conservatives is DeSantis, who's a very competent and capable person, and I like him. But he's 44, 45 years, I don't know how he's somewhere around that age. He's got so much political life left in front of him.
Yeah.
And that's fine. At some point, DeSantis will probably be president. If you look at his resume, it looks like he's on that track. But it's not necessary that he be president at this moment. Trump's got one more term. It was taken from him. It was taken from him.
I know.
The media did a fair job, and so did our government, of keeping that Hunter Biden story away from voters. And they attacked him the entire time, this hoax Russia thing. And this stupid impeachment.
Yeah.
And, even the Wall Street Journal, I got to tell you, I dropped my subscription to the Wall Street Journal because they turned into an anti-Trump newspaper for the longest time. And they took that January 6th and they blew it out of proportion.
Yeah.
It's, that January 6th, while it was bad and the protesters went too far, you know, that's like calisthenics for Antifa. That's a warm-up act for them.
Yeah.
Those people blow up things and burn things and kill people.
Yeah.
So they weren't close, and yet we treated it like it was Pearl Harbor. So I don't know. The Republicans are chronic losers, and now they don't have the machinery. They don't have most of the media. They don't have government. They don't have most of the corporate world. Most of that group is left.
Yeah.
So it's hard for them, but they are chronic losers. They vote for crummy leftist bills. They support crummy judges a lot of times. It's hard to be a Republican sometimes, but we don't have any choice as conservatives. That's
I know we don't. No, we really don't. There's probably no question whatsoever about that. But I don't know. Most of my friends up here, most of my colleagues, don't think that Trump can win again. But I don't know.
Yeah, well. So what do? You put up some kind of, milquetoast Republican? Is that what you do? You put up his former Vice President Pence?
No.
Who's going to make the typical sounding responses to things and do nothing. See, the left plays for keeps. You know, they don't mess around. They keep making these incremental changes to our society.
Yeah.
And they're destroying the country. They are. They don't like the country, and they're destroying it. People ought to come to grips with that. And so we have to take that attitude. And Trump has that attitude. And if, again, you get another vanilla-type Republican who's going to get nothing done, what does that buy you? Nothing.
No.
So
I don't
I'm in this camp.
What I'd like to do... go ahead, Dan. Go ahead.
Let me tell you, I know I'm kind of animated about this, but let me tell you just one thing. As a Republican, I would love someone who's very persuasive in making a conservative argument, but we're not going to run a Bill Buckley or a Thomas Sowell or someone like that. It's just not going to happen. Those people won't run when they get impeached and they get sued.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that. So you're going to get a guy like Trump, who's a tough guy. And he takes it, and he says sometimes, really harsh things, and he picks fights. But you need that type of person.
Yeah.
So this is what we're faced with when we have a government that's been treated like, it's military hardware for the left.
Well, it just might as well. Danny, we got to take a real quick break here. Just a real quick commercial break. We're going to be right back in about 5 seconds. Stick around for more opinion on politics.